Welcome to the MILF Way. Mindful, intuitive, lifestyle, fitness. An all-encompassing wellness podcast featuring some of the most successful, influential parents and experts out there. I'm your host, Cherokee Luker, mother, model, fitness trainer, and wellness enthusiast. Join me as we dive into all things MILF. Hello, everyone. Happy spring. We are back today with an amazing and super informative episode featuring the lovely Lana Kerr. Lana is the founder and CEO of Lumisque Skincare and developed an incredible technology using carboxytherapy to deliver carbon dioxide to the skin through a gel that she formulated with a group of scientists from Japan. It's absolutely fascinating, you guys. So in this episode, we talk all about her journey in the health, wellness, and beauty space and how she's gotten to where she is today. Most notably, she's created a product that has been clinically proven to lift, rejuvenate, and reverse signs of aging in the skin. After creating this product for the face, she since has also developed a gel specifically for the vulva and vagina to help increase lubrication and sensitivity. Lana is just such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to women's health and sexual education. So naturally, I really enjoyed this conversation. I learned so much about the science behind how our bodies function as we age as women, and also left this conversation with a new sense of inspiration to look at intimacy through a different lens. There's no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to love this interview just as much as I did, and just walk away feeling so informed and inspired by Lana's warm and confident energy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation. Let's talk about style for our little ones. And how hard it is sometimes to find cute, affordable, and stylish pieces for our kids. Enter Club Enzo. Club Enzo is the perfect place to find all of the best sets and essentials for your little boy or girl. Curated with love from mother to son, the founder of Club Enzo was just on the podcast, and I highly recommend listening to Heather's episode if you haven't already. She created pieces that she felt were lacking in the market, and I remember seeing her and her son Enzo at the park and always wanting the outfits that Enzo was wearing for Hunter, and then of course, come to find out, it was her brand, so no wonder he looked so cute all the time. Go check it out for yourself, you guys, and make sure you do it before the holidays are over. I just purchased a bunch of cute sets for Hunter for Christmas, and I can't wait for him to rock them at the park and at school. So for 20% off, use code MILFBOD when you check out at shopclubenzo.com. That's code MILFBOD, MILFBOD, at shopclubenzo.com. Hi, Lana. So nice to meet you virtually.
Very nice to meet you too.
Thank you. I was so excited when your team reached out to me to conduct this interview because I've been looking for someone that's kind of an expert in women's health. And I feel like you are such an advocate for that in that space. And so I'm very honored to have you here today. I would love for you to just introduce yourself to the audience, give yourself a little bit of a bio, an intro, and kind of tell us like how you've gotten to where you are today.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I love having these type of conversations with people like yourself. I love that you have a platform to educate women, everyone, but particularly women and what we're going to be talking about today. So my educational background is in accounting and finance. So that's where I kind of started my journey and worked for a little while there, went back to school, studied nutrition and open weight loss clinics. So my background is in wellness and weight loss for over 20 years.
Amazing.
When people started to lose weight, I noticed that they started to get more interested in their skin and how they look. So I thought it would be just a great next step to open a spa. So what we decided at that time, we closed down a lot of, we had 10 centers. So we closed those down and we went to this one office, which we had one office for weight loss in there. And then we went virtually as well. So, but just looking for a solution to skin that was not available or something that no one heard about, something as unique as my weight loss platform was. So in looking for what that is, we came upon carboxytherapy. But the way that it was delivered at the time was with needles. So okay. We just continued to do a little more research and we found a group of scientists in Japan that patented a delivery system with a gel to introduce carbon dioxide into the skin.
Wow.
So we partnered with them and now we have the exclusive rights to that technology. But that's pretty much how we came upon carboxytherapy. And then I'll get into how I actually get down to applying it to the genitals and how it can help a woman in that way.
Yes, I'm so excited to dive into all of that. What year was that you kind of developed the CO2 lift gel?
That was in 2015. And okay. We launched in 2016.
Okay, great.
So just to kind of give you a little history, carboxytherapy is actually very old. It actually started way back in the 1100s when, you know, the samurai warriors would, after battle, bathe in carbonic hot springs. So Japan has a lot of hot springs. One of them, they have a carbonic hot springs and they would heal fast. Then fast forward into like, I think the 1700s, 1800s, the French developed a delivery system with a needle.
Okay.
So they would use CO2 gas with a tank, get a needle and then attach it, put it into the skin that way. Then, okay, we have the gel. But why CO2? It's a very natural way to trigger the body to release oxygen to the area. Carboxytherapy is a new category in skin regeneration. But as I mentioned, it has an old history, but many people compare it to hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Yes.
So if you understand that, that kind of gives you a mindset of what this is doing for you. So basically in HBO, hyperbaric oxygen, you are going into this chamber and then pressurized oxygen is being fed into the tissue, right?
Right.
Similarly, when you use carboxytherapy, it triggers the body to rush oxygen to the area that is applied. It increases blood supply. And then another thing, way in which they're similar, both trigger the release of growth factors and stem cells that help in skin regeneration. So for instance, a carboxy gel can be applied on a non-healing diabetic ulcer and you can close it in as little as 8 days with just 4 applications of a gel.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just to show you how quickly it can do that. So it builds back your structure very quickly because what it's doing is increasing vasodilation, increasing blood flow, getting rid of inflammation. It's a great way for the body to start healing itself, which is what we were kind of designed to do, which is like we regenerate our tissue, but right. It slows down after a period of time.
Wow. That is so interesting. I want to try some. I think that as we age, it's obviously very common to lose volume. That's kind of like what the appearance of youth is like the thickness of your skin, the suppleness of your skin and the hydration, like all of those factors, I feel like play such a huge role in aiding and looking in your youngest. And so yes. I feel like that's probably what the gel is doing, right?
Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, Cherokee, my skin looks better now in my mid-50s than it did in my 30s. And you hit the nail on the head. It's about hydration. I always use the saying that you don't get old, you dry up.
Yeah.
You know, our skin loses ability to hold water. And you think about that like a grape raisin analogy. A raisin is nothing but a dehydrated grape.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We're all born this plump grape full of water. Our skin is just like, it's just bouncy, like a baby's bottom.
I know.
And then we turn into this raisin.
Yep.
And just fortunately, we have the technology now that slows that process down. But that's what you're doing. When you take a CO2 lift and you put it anywhere on your body, and we have invested heavily in clinical studies, you're going to be getting over 117% hydration after one application.
Wow.
After 6, which you call a reboot, 6, which we encourage people to do in the first month, you're getting increased elasticity or that bounce back in the skin. 26%.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Nothing does that. There's nothing on the market that does it with no pain. And it's with a gel that's simply delivering CO2 into the skin. It's really just an amazing, amazing tool to help us keep looking and feeling youthful.
Yeah, what an amazing product. I know, sometimes I just because I have a 2.5-year-old. So sometimes I'll just sit there and stare at his skin and just admire how flawless it is. And I'm like, oh, what I would give. But I feel like this is essentially giving that back to you in a way.
For sure. And I think the key to it is starting young. You know, I mean, if I was to go back into my younger self, I would start at 15. Well, granted, this technology wasn't around at 15 in this fashion,
right,
but start taking care of it young. I think when you look at cultures that typically have youth, you know, youth stay young for a very long time, they start from a very young age. It's almost like you freeze it. That's what I always encourage young people to do, to start young. If you were doing this before, can you imagine?
I know. I listened to a few clips that you had done previous interviews before, and you had mentioned that you didn't start really taking care of your skin until you were in your 30s, you said, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
a very sad fact.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because I feel like when I was growing up, I would literally just lay there in the sun and bake it with oil on your face. It's just wild. And it's amazing that your skin is now better in your 50s than it was in your 30s. That's a true testament to how you can actually change it. And it also, I feel like, gives women hope as well, because I think sometimes we feel like, oh, well, I didn't start doing my 8-step skincare routine when I was in my 20s. So like, whatever, all is lost. But no, I think that you're such a great example that you can still achieve what you want even later in life.
Yeah, I definitely say there's always hope. I was part of this presentation with this dermatologist, and I thought this was very interesting. She had, her patients were twins, a set of twins.
Okay.
And one started early with her. You're talking about in their early 20s.
Okay.
And then the other one started in her early 40s. Now, when you look at the twins, one looks 15 years younger. No,
wow.
The other one doesn't look old. I mean, she looks, I mean, you can see that she's taking care of herself. You can see she looks great. But just to show you, it's something that you can't really identify.
Right.
So I always say the younger you can start, the better. But if you haven't, you can always start. No, never say it's
never
too late. Right.
Yes. So you already explained kind of the science behind the CO2 lift and the carboxy therapy. So what has your journey been like from developing the CO2 lift gel to then developing the CO2 lift V gel? Tell me about what that process looked like.
So, you know, most things that I do, it starts with something, a need that I may have.
Right.
And when I got into my mid-40s, I started experiencing a difference in the quality of intimacy. For instance, what I mean is I just was like, I couldn't feel my husband in the same way. And I'm very aware, like I really got into sex into my late 30s and 40s. My mother told me something that really helped me. Because when I was getting married, and I'm celebrating 27 years this year.
Oh, but congratulations.
Thank you. Two things. Give him sex every day, feed him every day. That's kind of was her advice.
That's great advice.
But when she told me, I just was like, okay, when I got into my 30s with children and my business, it was like a chore. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm enjoying this. She told me this. She says, good sex is like a game of tennis. It's just a different set of balls. Focus on hitting the ball. So what it meant to me was, it was instead of a performance thing, it was connection. Like, think of Serena Williams hitting the ball. She doesn't care how her face looks. She just wants to connect with that ball. And then I started really seeing sexual intimacy as a way not only to connect with my husband, but with myself. It was just a different mindset. And as women, you know, they say the mind is one of our largest sex organ. The way we think about things is going to affect how we feel about it. And so just changing that thought in my head. So anyway, so things were going well. And then I was very quickly able to identify when things changed. So when I got around to my late 40s, I started feeling a difference. So I went to my gynecologist, and when she explained to me what happens to the vulva, what happens to the vagina, I could see the CO2 lift, because of how it's helping the skin and the tissue, it could be a viable solution. So I talked to one of our medical advisors, who is a cosmetic gynecologist. What do you think about this? And he's like, yes, it could work. So we did a double blind which means the patients don't know what they're getting, if they're getting a placebo or the real thing, as well as the investigators. And we did a pilot study first, just for proof of concept, along with biopsies, which we then replicated on a larger scale, and then just know another larger scale, which we added bladder life to that, like stress incontinence, to see how it helps with that. Really great results. You know, it's funny in skincare, we always just focus on, you know, our face and our neck. Right. It's only when things start getting bad. Like for instance, I'll tell you, I start using the CO2 lift on my knees, on my stomach. After I turned 50, I was like, my stomach is looking a little crepey. You know, it's just, you don't think of it until it's happening to you.
Right.
If you were to able to know some of the things that were down the line, you could prevent it in a different way. So the vulva, which has our clitoris, which is our pleasure center, right? I always think of it as an inverted penis, because the average size penis, well, I don't know, the average size clitoris is about 5 to 7 inches. Right. And a man wouldn't be having sex with a flaccid penis. He wouldn't enjoy it. So many of us women have sex with a flaccid clitoris, because it's not engorged. The blood flow, which is required for it to operate optimally, it starts slowing down from the time we're 25. So if that's an issue and that will lead to less sensitivity, I thought, well, the CO2 lift, we can close a non-healing diabetic ulcer. What's the problem with them? Circulation, blood flow.
Right.
Could work there. So we thought of that. Then in the vagina, the tissue in the vagina is as thin as under your eyes. So when we age, we show in our eyes first. If the vaginal tissue is that thin, then it can get drier. So women will start to slow down in lubrication. Or even if they lubricate, they don't have sustained lubrication. And then it can get drier and then lead to painful sex. So I'm thinking, okay. And that's why it feels looser, because it gets thinner. So it's not thick to give that, you know, that snap back, so to speak.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So then we try the technology in there. And I'm telling you, what a difference it made for these women. So the women that got the ultrasound gel showed no change in sexual function. The women that got the CO2 lift V showed significant change in arousal, in desire, in lubrication, in orgasm.
Wow.
And then we saw the biopsies, and that tissue looked like they were in their 30s. And the privacy of your home to do something that's going to really recondition vulvovaginal skin.
Oh my goodness. This is so exciting. So it really is. And it makes so much sense too. So I have so many questions. So are you supposed to apply it like right before sex, or do you do it as like a daily practice to kind of keep up the blood flow? Or do you use it as like it's not a lube. It's more so of like a preventative
or even a treatment. So it can treat an existing issue,
right,
as well as it can prevent. So in the course, what you would do is do 5 to 10 as a loading dose within 2 weeks.
Okay.
5 to 10 as a loading dose. And then you do 1 a month to maintain. So in that time frame, you're going to see a huge difference. I mean, many women often report, and their partners feel different after the first 3 treatments, which you're doing every day for 3 days.
Wow.
So let me describe what it feels like and what it is. So it's a gel, and I'll send you for you to try it. You have a large pack and a small pack. You mix it.
Okay.
Gets this gel, and then you take the applicator. It's a thick gel, so you have to take it slowly and pull it up to prevent air bubbles.
Okay.
And then you insert it, similar to a tampon. So you may do, two-thirds of the gel inside. The rest is going on the outside all the way to the perineum.
Okay.
And then you can just leave it on for 45 minutes, or you can just put on a panty liner and go to bed and wake up in the morning and take it off. How do you take it off? You go and sit on the toilet to pee, it would just fall out into the toilet.
Right.
So you can have sex immediately after, but the results maintain. So I'll tell you with the men. So we have a urologist right now who's doing a study on ED on the regular one. The difference with the regular one and the V is a pH, because pH down there, we need about a 4 to 4.5. So that's the difference.
Right.
As well, it just has something called Japanese mugwort in there that's great for other issues that women may have.
Okay.
So a man with treating his genitals from the pilot study, they did 5 in a row. So every day for 5 days, you put it on, put it on the erectile tissue. And what they're finding is that they've improved the SHIM score. So the SHIM score is a sexual health index for men. And if they were experiencing mild to moderate ED, they're not in that area anymore. I mean, that's a big deal.
Wow.
Now, once they do the five, they would need to repeat it within 5 to 6 months. So just to kind of give you the same thing for a woman, once she does it, then it's just monthly to maintain. And every time you do it, it gets better.
Oh my goodness. So if you were explaining this in layman's terms, is it essentially just adding more blood flow to that area, which results in it being more sensitive, it being more thick? Is that really what's happening?
Yes, that's definitely happening, but more is happening than that. That process is, it's called the Bohr effect. When you change the level of concentration of CO2 in the blood, what happens is the body has an affinity for CO2. So it's going to unload the oxygen and pick up the CO2.
Okay.
When that happens, so now you're getting the oxygen, which we talked about, but the capillaries increase. When that increase, all the nutrition and blood is going to come to that area. So it's increasing blood supply. And you know, they can always say, have you heard the saying, life is in the blood?
Yeah.
So it's increasing blood supply. It's increasing all the nutrition that's in the blood to the area. And then it's getting rid of waste. So it's a cascade of events that are taking place that will result in what you said, result in healthier, more youthful tissue. That's what it's doing.
Wow.
You see? So for instance, if we were never to get old, mm-hmm. it means that our bodies are constantly regenerating. Like when you're young, like up until the age of in our 20s, you get a cut of heels. It's very quick. As we get older, things slow down. So now we have to bring our own, this is bringing your own growth factors, your own stem cells to that area to help and assist in repairing that area to keep it youthful.
Wow.
Or to reverse it. Do you see?
And men can use it as well for ED, you said. It can be used to treat ED. So who's a good candidate for this, like age-wise?
So normally, we talk about it in terms of sexual function. So if I was just thinking of it from that aspect, from a woman turns 25, she needs to consider, just like she's starting to do things for herself, for her face and her neck, she needs to start thinking of her vulva and vagina.
So as early as 25, wow.
Only as 25, but I'll tell you this. So these two stories I think were really impressive. One was period pains. So this particular woman had a very bad menstrual cycles from the time she turned 40. I mean, well, or she projectile vomit. Just she would have to revolve her life around her period because it was so bad.
Wow.
She started using the CO2 Lift V just to help with sexual, what we talk about.
Pleasure, yeah.
And she only did a loading dose of 5. She noticed a difference in her period that came 7 days later. And she's like, oh. Now, she's been to several different gynecologists, different specialists to try and find out what's going on with her. Anyway, so she said her maintenance, though, she did it before her period and after her period. It's been 3 months since we're talking, since this started, and she has very little pain. She can go out and just take a Tylenol and be fine.
Wow.
It has totally changed that. So that's one area. So think of period pain. So she's since recommended it to her nieces who are younger, who have had bad period pain. But this other one is an interesting one. This particular woman has been trying to get pregnant for 8 years. So she's had 2 failed embryo transfers. The miscarriage is very depressed. But in that process, she had a little bit of endometriosis.
Okay.
So she tried the CO2 Lift again for the pain of her period. She ended up getting pregnant and sustaining the pregnancy. She was 5 months pregnant. So what her doctor attributed is blood flow. So we cannot minimize the effect of good circulation there. So circulation we know is important everywhere for our hair growth. So, but there, circulation there is going to be improved with the use of CO2 Lift. So who can use this? Really a woman. I think a woman from the time she gets her period could start using this product.
Wow. That is incredible. Those two stories. Can you explain to the audience what clitoral atrophy is? Is that kind of what you were describing earlier?
Yes.
When you were referring to kind of like the raisin and that analogy?
Yes. You could use that analogy for there as well. We basically atrophy where there's not, you know, life and blood flow and energy.
Right.
And our clitoris atrophies too. If we don't, blood flow is necessary for it to operate optimally. So we want to feed it with good circulation, good blood flow. Because, you know, as we get older too, one of the things, and I'm sure your older women can attest to it, like myself, I call myself an older woman, is that it takes longer to reach to where you're full down there. In other words, and people say it takes longer. It's usually typically around 20 minutes. As you get older, sometimes it can take longer.
Right.
By doing the CO2 lift fee, it's kind of keeping you like at that, like almost like at a simmer, you know?
Right.
So that
right,
when you
yeah.
turn on the heat, you can just
it's ready
boil.
To go. Yeah, that's yes. a good way to put yes. it. So yes, is yes. this very common for women to experience clitoral atrophy? I feel like it must be.
Well, yeah, because I mean, that's why so many women, as we get older, are not interested.
Right.
I started experiencing that because I was like, what, is he there? Like, it doesn't feel the same way. And I, at the time, my gynecologist told me, Lana, you're not having it wasn't a lubrication problem. But I can tell you something, Cherokee, when I use a CO2 lift, it was like the floodgates of heaven. In other words, it was
yes.
back, it would put me in mind of when I was in my 20s.
That's incredible. I was going to ask you, and I didn't know if it was a little bit like a too personal of a question, but I wanted to ask you how it personally impacted your sex life between you and your partner.
Oh my gosh.
Is it like night and day?
Oh, the things that my vulva and vagina are doing now, it never did before on a
wow.
very consistent and regular basis. It definitely has improved the quality of intimacy by initiation. I mean, my favorite time of day is in the evening. You know what I'm saying?
So wow.
it's like, in other words, I think too, Cherokee, it's just, it's what you put in top of mind. You know, I think that we're so cerebral as women. We have very few sexual cues. You know, men can stand outside and the breeze blow and they'll get an erection. I mean, we have so much of our brains. So I think it's always important for women to relax. First of all, we need to understand the benefit of having good orgasms.
Yes.
We need to understand that. We need to then, whatever we could do to relax into sex so that we can enjoy it. I think that's so important. And so we have to use our imagination.
Yes.
So all of that component is important, but then we have to fix something that's a physiological thing that happens very naturally as we get older. It's going to happen. So why not keep that area going? But then we need to still work on our mindset.
Absolutely.
You need to have a little bit of creativity and imagination. Put some mind attention, focus to sex and to how it's going to be enjoyable so that you can really get into it and enjoy it and connect with yourself and your partner.
Yeah, I loved what you touched on earlier about the advice that your mom gave you and how it's kind of like a game of tennis, just a different set of balls. And I feel like that's such a good way to look at it. And, you know, I think there's so much pressure on women to be kind of performative when it comes to sex, especially with porn culture. And it's not about our pleasure anymore. It's just about mm-hmm. performing and, you know, making sure that the guy comes and you look hot during it, you know, essentially
yes.
is like what I feel like a lot of that's kind of what, you know, the narrative has become. And I think that it's so important to spread the message of like changing your mindset around sex and learning to connect with yourself as well, not only your partner, but yourself as well. It's so mental. For me, it's like 90% mental.
And you know what is so true in terms of, I think when we understand the benefit that we get from sex and having orgasms and enjoying
right.
that time, what it does, it makes you become more present. So it's not
yes.
so much the physical. And when you talk to a guy, they don't care. They don't, you know, like if you
really
fart
don't.
Or, you know, like you, they just,
right?
they,
I
if
know.
You're present in the moment, that's what they get off on. It's a connection.
Yes.
So I always say, and I've seen so many vulvas. I have not seen a vulva that looks the same unless they've gotten some type of labiaplasty and then it's like a Barbie doll. Really, you have to feel confident in your own skin. I remember looking at my vulva. The
mm-hmm.
first time I did was in my 30s and I was like, ooh, it's ugly.
Was this after you had children?
After her children. In my
okay.
30s is when I looked at it. And I was like, oh my God. But then I realized it is what it is. What is the determining factor for what makes it beautiful? To
right.
me, it's the function. It's the function. And once you feel good about it, once you feel confident, and then you can bring that to the bedroom, that's all. And then be present in it and just connect and forget about the physical. Then you get into the spiritual component of it.
Absolutely.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful act.
Right. There's so many layers to it. And I think that once you break that first barrier of being so fixated on the physical part of it, I think that you can really tap in and like connect on such a deeper level and with yourself and with your partner. So yeah, very inspiring. Okay, guys, so I want to talk to you about one of my new favorite wellness brands, and that is 4Wellness. I had the pleasure of using two of their hero products, the Good Stuff and the Recovery Gummies, and now I'm hooked to both of them. Literally the day I ran out, I immediately went to the website and restocked using my own code. So the Good Stuff is a performance coffee supplement that helps you combat inflammation, feel calmer, and increase your energy at the same time. I actually notice a huge difference on the days that I take it versus the days that I don't. I feel so clear-headed, focused, and energized when I take it, and it's probably due to the fact that it contains 5 functional ingredients that include L-theanine, collagen, cinnamon, MCT, and Himalayan salt. And then the recovery gummies taste like actual candy, but give you the benefits of a high-performing athlete. They contain tart cherry extract that helps to reduce muscle soreness after a workout and provide you with sustained energy. I can't recommend these products enough, and with the holidays approaching and the new year just around the corner, 4Wellness is the perfect place to shop for your loved ones or for yourself to help you feel your best going into the new year. So for 25% off your order, use code CHEROKEE in all caps, CHEROKEE, when you check out at 4Wellness.com. That's FORWELLNESS.com for 25% off your order. Such a great deal, you guys. Do not miss out. Yeah, so what are some other common concerns that women typically come to you with when it comes to like vaginal rejuvenation, or what are some things that you see kind of across the board?
We provide to doctors. So doctors sell the product wholesale. You can get it on our website too, the CO2 and V. Okay. But I talk to women all the time because I'm in these conversations with women. So what are some of the things that they will talk about? Well, first of all, it's just what we have mentioned on, you know, their desire, their lubricant, like those things may wane. How do you feel? You know, can this help me to get more sexual? You know, it's sexuality and having a good orgasm and a good time is so complex. It's more than just 1 + 1 = 2. You want to make sure cover all the bases, which means one, you want to make sure you're keeping that area youthful, functioning optimally. That's one. Mm-hmm. And then we have to work on our mind. We have to work on how do we relax and all of those things. But another thing that many women are concerned, I think more younger women, is the aesthetic part of it. They're concerned about the look of it. And I know that it has been reported that many women who wear yoga pants love the CO2 lift because it helps to tuck it in, you know?
Right. Interesting, to kind of like tighten it.
Tighten it. Many women are, you know, they remove all the hair. So they want to know how it looks. So it's giving you that skin. It's going to improve all the same things it's doing for your face is doing for there as well in an aesthetic component. So I think women talk about that. Other issues though with women, another problem that women may have is something called lichen sclerosis. And I don't think that's talked about enough. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
I'll show you. Okay, this is Dr. Michael Reed. He actually does this all the time. So with women using the CO2 lift V. So I'm going to show you a picture. And so if you can see it, it's like that skin that grows up over the entrance. It can actually grow the full way. So it makes sex impossible. So this was 10 treatments of the CO2 lift. Do you see the difference?
Oh my goodness. That's like a whole new vagina.
I know, right? It's amazing. I know. So that is a situation that some women have and where many physicians are using the CO2 lift V to help them. So that's called lichen sclerosis. And it's about 10% of women in the United States have it. But again, they think it's underdiagnosed because some women just don't know that they have it, you know?
Right. I've never even heard that terminology before. So I'm glad that you're speaking about that. What, say it one more time.
Lichen sclerosis.
Okay. As far as the G-spot is concerned.
Yes.
So does CO2 lift V affect the G-spot at all, or is it more so about the clitoris?
So the G-spot is really the clitoral root.
Okay.
So the clitoris, you know, you have that, you have what you see when you look at your vulva.
Right.
And then you have the hood covering it, and then it has legs. That whole right. area is a clitoris. So when you get an orgasm through penetration, mm-hmm. and you hit, they're hitting your clitoral root.
Oh.
So yes.
It's all attached.
It's all attached.
Okay. Yes. I just don't know my anatomy well enough.
That's what I have a book. I'm going to give you the link. It has The Secret to the Big O, and it talks about the anatomy and how important it is. But the clitoris, that's why we call it the pleasure center. That's when you get an orgasm through penetration, some part of that is being hit.
Yes. Okay. Because I know from, I don't know if this is TMI, but from a personal standpoint, I experience a lot of more internal orgasms, which I think is amazing. I think it's harder for women to experience those types of orgasms, but I want my clitoris to be more sensitive. And I have found that it's hard for me to have an orgasm just solely from my clitoris.
You're talking about outside manipulation from
yes.
what you can see, right? Because yes. you are getting an orgasm. When you get an internal orgasm, it is your clitoris, just so you know.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
But I understand that. I was very similar to that. I think when you try the CO2 Lift V, it's going to help you a lot. The whole area, it provides pleasure. It's all these erectile tissue. You need it to function. You need more blood flow. And I feel like that will change for you. So I'm looking forward to
Absolutely.
Hearing your feedback after you try this.
I know. I'll be a guinea pig. And I yes. think too that this product is so perfect. My audience is largely mothers, new mothers, expecting mothers. So I think that this also would be perfect. I know for me, I experienced a lot of lack of self-esteem after I gave birth in my vaginal area, especially because, you know, you just pushed a child out of your vagina. So of course, things are going to change, things shift. It may look a little different. It may feel a little different. So I think that this is a perfect product for someone maybe who has just given birth to kind of like boost their confidence back and give them that motivation again. Because I know for me, it was tough at the beginning after giving birth.
Same. I think too, though, it's our hormones. But it's almost like you need to reconnect that area of yourself. And
yes.
many gynecologists recommend the CO2 Lift V after baby, just immediately after, to help get rid of the swelling.
Yeah.
Also, too, if you're breastfeeding, with your breastfeeding, your hormones, you're going to be drier because of the progesterone.
Right.
It's your hormones are different. So this is a product that I feel like if I had this when I was younger, when I had was having kids and I breastfed, we had issues in our marriage because of those very things that you're describing. If I had a product like this or saw an older woman to help me to understand, this is very natural, Lana. This is, there's a solution to this. Then it changes things. It changes the conversation that you have with your partner.
Yes. And with yourself too, because I feel like it can be so isolating because it's like you feel like your partner doesn't understand what you just went through. So yeah, it's nice to have these types of conversations out there for women who are maybe going through it.
Yes.
Have you experienced any type of pushback for bringing this topic to the mainstream? Or are people pretty accepting of it?
Things have definitely changed. I'm just grateful for, you know, conversations that we can have like this together, which you have an audience of women. I mean, when I look at the time span of late 2018, 2019, when we started having these conversations to know, huge difference. I did a thing on Today in Texas. And I remember the host said to me, I cannot use the word vagina on daytime TV.
Really?
And it was in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it was with a gynecologist and myself, and we're talking about this. I'm like, so how would I describe, how am I going to describe it? She says, the pelvic area. But then fast forward in Vegas last year, I was on their daytime TV talking about this. We said vulva, vagina. So things have definitely changed.
That's great.
So I feel like we're almost going through a new sexual revolution where it's almost like we've given ourselves permission to talk about the pleasure that we can get. And it's okay to enjoy sex and to talk about it. It's not a shameful thing. And I think that that is happening. And so many women are looking for a solution to help things even get better. So things have definitely improved in that area.
Okay, that's good to know. I feel like people are becoming more open to these types of topics. And thank goodness, it's not so hush-hush anymore. There's a lot of shame around talking about sex and your vagina and things like that. And I think that hopefully that narrative is changing, especially with conversations like this.
Yes.
I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. I want to talk to you just very briefly about motherhood, because you have two sons, correct?
Yes. Two boys. One is 23 and one is going to be 21 in August.
Oh my goodness. Wow. What are some tips for parents out there? Because, I mean, you're at a very particular stage in your children's life. And, you know, I can't even fathom what that must be like, because I'm in such a different stage myself. And I think about it all the time. And I kind of get like anxiety thinking about when he grows up and he's going to be off on his own. So what are some things that maybe you wish you had known earlier in your motherhood journey, or some tips that you have for parents out there?
I think that what's important is, and everyone kind of talks about this, but, you know, keeping the lines of communication open.
Yes.
Is so important. It's easier to do when they're younger, because you read to them but you don't want to stop. I mean, even when you get into sexual topics, I mean, I think that that's so important. And you, I know you have a son, but for whether you have a son or have daughters as well, to keep that line of communication, or where you're free to talk about anything, and especially the matter of sexual intimacy, like having those conversations in a very respectful way to make people understand what's going on. My children, when my door is closed, from ever since they're young, they know what's up when the door is closed. You know, this is how mommy and daddy's, we're playing, and this is how we kind of stay together. We play date by ourselves, you know?
Oh, I love that.
You know, and they understand. I mean, we've had a sex blanket. That's a blanket that they see, and it's like, that's, they understand it. They understand what's happening.
<Sex blanket. laughs> you know, it's so like your, like, do not disturb sign.
So, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm glad that we did.
Yes.
Something that I probably wish someone told me. I think for younger, I wish someone told me, like, made me really understand how quickly time goes by. I think that's one advice I would give to it. It really does. And the thing is, we're always trying to, I can't wait for them to get this age and this age.
Right.
They're going to get there and it's going to go by. And the requests that they're going to be made of you are going to change. And then eventually, you know, at the stage that my kids are at, they're adults. They don't rely on me in the same way.
Right.
So I feel like if I was to go back in time, I would definitely slow that part of my life down, even though I was running a business. I mean, but I would slow it down because it really does change. But I would say one thing that I'm glad that I never did, I never lived my life through my kids. I feel like we all have one life, you know, and I always tell them, you know, I'm in the third quarter of my life. You're in the second quarter of your life. What are you doing in the second quarter? It's going to set yourself up so that you can ace the rest of the game that you're playing of life, this life. So I know I said a lot of things. I don't know what to necessarily pin down on, but I think that my advice would be, you know, can keep the lines of communication open. Time goes by very quickly.
Yes.
Live your own life. Like, I'm happy that I did, because guess what? When they get to this age, they're often gone, and where are you? Then you have to find yourself again.
Yes. That's really, really great advice. Just staying present. And then, just being your own person, because I think that a lot of women do experience that sometimes, is like when their kids leave the house, they kind of feel like this identity crisis of like, oh my goodness, who am I without my children? And I think about that a lot. And I definitely want to prevent that from happening.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just important to have your own thing going at all times. And of course, involving them as much as you can and staying present. So really, really great advice. So as far as wellness, you know, this show is called The MILF Way. So of course, I have to touch on the acronym. The M in the acronym stands for mindfulness. What do you do to stay mindful?
I have a routine that I've done ever since I can remember. and I travel a lot. I do it even when I travel. So I have my, I get up, I, before I do anything, I actually pray. Before I drink my water, I go to the scale, weigh, drink my water. And then I spend a little bit more time in reading. I feel like that kind of sets the tone before I even go to the gym. It kind of grounds me. And it helps me to just really appreciate what's going to happen today. And I look for the each day with just a kind of excitement and enthusiasm as what's going to happen today. Like what is going to happen that's going to be so great. So I have that kind of expectation of the day. But I think that the my routine of just my prayer and my reading kind of helps me to stay focused and it keeps me present.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great practice. What are you reading currently?
So I'm reading two books. I always read two books. One is called The Fourth Quarter. One is called The Fourth Quarter.
Okay.
And it's actually the actual name of the book. It's called The Fourth Quarter of Your Life. It's a really, really interesting concept, but it's about, you know, how to set yourself up to win. And you don't have to wait, you know, even if you fail the first three quarters, the fourth quarter, you can win. It can win or lose in the fourth quarter. Or if you're ahead in the first three, you can still win or lose in the fourth. Really good book. And the other one is by Dr. Hardy, Benjamin Hardy, on Be Yourself, Be Your Future Self Now. So those are the two books I'm reading.
I'll have to check those out. Thank you. How do you listen to your intuition on a daily basis? Are there some tools that you use to kind of tap in?
I find myself asking questions of myself. Like in other words, sometimes when I do get a gut feeling on something, so I have to actually sit and try to understand what it is I'm actually feeling. What is it that I'm opposed to this idea? Why am I feeling this way? I'm very conscious of how I feel. So I can analyze it because it's important for me to feel good about what I'm doing. So if I'm feeling off, I try to get that back before I continue.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do that by asking yourself the questions. And sometimes they can be really simple questions too.
Yeah. Just even like, why am I feeling this way? What's wrong? Because your subconscious always answers a question. So if you just simply, what is causing me to feel this way? Why am I feeling off? What is it that I need to do to feel more ease in my body? It will come to you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that. Just taking a second to step back and ask yourself a question. What are some of your lifestyle non-negotiables? And this is kind of a broad question. It can range from anything from like the meals that you're cooking, just daily things that you do that you feel like you can't live without, your skincare routine, books that you're reading, just things that you feel like you can't live without.
Oh my goodness, Turkey, that's very big. I think all of what you said,
yes.
All of what you said, because our life is kind of like a table. You know, if you have to have the four legs on the table for it to be in balance or it will topple over. So if you just do three and you ignore the fourth, you're not going to be really balanced or complete or solid. So all of what you mentioned, I mean, nutrition is very important to me. I recently started a vegan lifestyle, so I'm all plant-based.
Oh, how's that going?
I love how I feel. I started it last year, June was the last time I ate meat. And coming from a person who's always eat meat, I mean, I have high quality meat too, grass-fed beef. I mean, but I watched the Game Changers and it really affected me in that way that I never took meat. I never did any animal-based products after that. And I travel.
What's it called? The Game Changers.
The Game Changers on Netflix. Really good because it really compares high quality meat and high quality animal products to a plant-based lifestyle. And when you look at what the inflammation, and they use certain things to measure how things are acting in the body. So that's the water, the amount of water I drink. I always intend on, you know, a gallon of water a day. My exercise is important. My spiritual routine is important. Reading is important. I mean, I always have to keep learning and feel like I'm growing.
Yeah.
You know, my relationships are important. I mean, it's like all of those things that compose my life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What is your fitness routine? Speaking of fitness, what are you doing on a weekly basis to maintain your fitness goals?
So I have a personal trainer that I work out with 2 to 3 days a week. And then the other days I do cardio. I'm actually training for a marathon. I've run several full marathons. The last one was 10 years ago. So this year I decided that I'm going to run a full again. So I'm doing that in September. So
that's exciting.
It feels like I'm starting from scratch though, you know? So that's kind of what I do for my fitness. And I do stretch because I do stretch zones. So flexibility is important. So I do the whole strength, cardio, flexibility.
Okay, perfect. You're touching all the bases. That's great. I've always wanted to run a marathon. How do you prepare for that? Do you think it's more so of a mental challenge or I don't even know?
It's definitely mental, but you definitely have to train for it. So you have to condition your body to be able to run the long distance. And I just pull a 6-month training plan and just then you figure out what you want to do. I feel like now that I'm older doing it, I do more cross training. So I don't necessarily run more than 2 to 3 days a week, but I do a long run. Yeah.
Yep.
And I do my shorter run. And then I do other things in the meantime. Like I'll do spinning, something else just to build up conditioning. Mm-hmm. But in terms of actually physically running, Sunday's my long run. So that's when you kind of increase in your miles. So you have to increase slowly and then go up until you're all, I do up until 20 miles. And then that's kind of where I stay. So until the race comes.
How long does it take you to run 20 miles?
I'm not a fast runner. For me to run the fastest I think I've ever done a full is in 4 hours.
That's amazing though.
That's, but when you see these other people, they're doing it much shorter. I mean, I don't think I never consider myself a fast runner. No.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive. One last question that I ask everyone at the end of each episode is if you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice, what would you say to the younger version of yourself?
I would say, Lano, really and truly figure out what it is that you want. Really think it through and really be true to that. You know, I think for me, when I was younger, I tried to please my mom, my father. I mean, you try to please everyone else.
Yes.
So you're not really being authentic, or I don't think I was authentically me, you know? And I felt like it happened at a later time in life. And if I did it earlier, I think I would have and feel and experience so much more. So, yeah. And I try to tell this to my kids. Like sometimes they say things to me that are like, oh my God, why do they want to do that? But they're just expressing their authenticity. So I have to recognize that this is their life. Just like how I lived my life and I'm living my life, it's their life. And as much as I'm there to guide them, they need to do what they feel is the right thing. Obviously, I'm going to guide them, but I want them to be authentically them. And that's what I feel like I wish I was more of when I was younger.
Yeah, I think that's a common thing that a lot of people probably struggle with is wanting to please their parents, wanting to please their peers and doing things for other people rather than doing it for yourself. It's hard to know what voice to listen to when you're younger, but I know I wish I had had that same wisdom when I was younger as well. Well, Lana, I want to be respectful of your time and I just want to thank you again for all of the information that you provided. It's definitely motivated me to, you know, put more of an effort into my relationship, into my partner, into my sexual well-being. So thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Cherokee, you're such a cherry.
Thank you.
It's like you're so sweet and like juicy and just...
Oh, thank you.
Great energy. Thank you so much
for inviting me here today. Of course. And can you tell the audience where they can find all of your products, where they can follow you? Just drop all of the things.
Okay. Thank you. So CO2 Lift, and I didn't talk to you about this, but I would like to offer your followers a discount.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Cherokee 10 for 10% off.
Perfect.
But CO2 Lift is where they would get it. And then at the end, they can put in Cherokee 10 for 10% off. But if they want to reach out to me, my Instagram handle is TheLanaKerr. And I always welcome questions or concerns or whatever it is that you want to say. I'm very good at responding to my DMs, as well as the company's own is CO2 Lift, just at CO2 Lift. And again, the team is great at getting back to everyone. So that's how you can find me.
Yay! Thank you so much, Lana. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And I can't wait to share these products with my audience. I mean, how could you not love them? So I'm really excited to try them myself as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you gained some insight on how to practice becoming more mindful, learned the importance of listening to your intuition, gained some lifestyle takeaways and fitness tips. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast. It means so much to me and is really the best way to support the show. And if you feel inclined, please do not hesitate to leave a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Cherokee Lucre and the podcast at The MILF Way. So make sure you follow along to access my personal content and content pertaining to the podcast to help you become the best version of yourself. Talk to you all very soon. Love, love.